Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with Customer Care. I was returning your call.
Yes. I have a charge on my credit card for $5.97, and your company did that, and why?
I can check and see if we have you in the system. One moment, if you don't mind. And what's your first and last name, please?
Alex Matrushani or Susan Matrushani. I don't know which one.
Okay, spell your last name, please.
MHARISRISANI.
MAT. Okay, you were breaking up a little bit. It sounded like you said MATRIS. And what did you say after that?
CIANI.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I have it under Susan. And verify for me, please, your address.
116 Via Rosina, Jupiter, Florida, 33458.
Okay, thank you. I have the account pulled up and it looks like she ordered a weight loss supplement. And how can I help you?
Why is there a charge on the card? My wife is in the hospital, so she can't do a charge.
Did you order a weight loss supplement?
No, of course not.
She
She
did.
didn't.
She didn't order one either.
Nothing. She didn't. She's in the hospital, number one. Number two, she don't order waste things like that. Number three, the card is being killed right now as we're talking, because I got a phone call from the credit card company saying it looks like a phony. Now you either kill it or they're gonna kill my card.
One moment. Okay. Is your wife's number 561-601-7349?
That's her cell phone.
And I have the email address is ismom@bellsouth.net.
That's right.
And she never ordered a weight loss supplement.
Nope. She's in the hospital. But her cell phone is not going to be in use.
Okay, well, I hope everything works out. One moment. I'll have to transfer you to the fraud department. One moment, please. Just making sure everything is canceled. One moment.
Now I have another number. It could be your company too.
Yes, I was able to assist you with both. One moment. Still here, one moment.
I'm here.
Okay, thanks for holding. I was able to cancel out both accounts and then I'll transfer to the fraud department. One moment. And then before I transfer to the fraud department, I could provide you with your cancellation number.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Before I transfer you to the fraud department, I could provide you with your cancellation number.
Cancellation number of the 597.
No, I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department. They'll take care of the refund. I'm only going to provide you with the cancellation number to ensure the both accounts are canceled.
All right, what's the number?
For the cleanse, the cancellation number is R like Robert, 92940.
92940.
Correct. And then for the keto gummies, cancellation number is C like Charles, 92938.
Nine, three, nine, three, eight. Now, who am I going to give these numbers to?
No, it's just for your record, just to confirm the account has been canceled.
All right, so that takes care of those two charges then.
No, I'm going to transfer to the fraud department. They'll take care of that for you. One moment.
Okay.
And what is your name?
Alex Matrosani.
Okay, one moment. Be right with you. Okay, I'll transfer you now, and thank you for calling Customer Care.
Thank you.
And they put me on hold. I'm sorry. One moment. Okay, I'll transfer you now. Thank you for calling Customer Care.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'll transfer you now, and thank you for calling Customer Care.
I'm waiting, okay.
One moment.